They must become cathedral when, on 1266, the king Fernando III entered the city of Cordoba with his troops. Solemnly, he placed the flask still on the minaret, and the visual showman proceeded to officiate the ceremony of consecration of the Islamic oratory. This is how one of the landmarks in the world became a Catholic temple. Throughout the century, the mosque adapted its setting to the Christian worship, with the main chapel under one of the skylights. Later, in the 15th century, it was thought that the chapel should be more in agreement with its importance, so it was decided to build a Gothic nave and some modification in the accesses. The greatest transformation will take place with the construction of a large nave of Renaissance style in the center of the mosque, which means a rupture with the harmony of the building and its Islamic form. This work caused great controversy at the time. In fact, Carlo V, despite supporting its construction in the beginning, and had criticized the work with the phrase, "You have destroyed what was unique in the world, and you have put in place what can be seen everywhere." More audio guide on sientecordoba.com.